whatever. If you want to even come on the show, talk to me on air. You can do so by emailing me at djauroraplaybyear@gmail.com, or you can go to my DJ Aurora WCOM fan Facebook page or the WCOM Facebook page, or you can email me directly from WCOMFM.org. Just look up Play by Ear with Aurora, and you can email me directly from there, and you will get the kudos on air that you were a part of Play by Ear with Aurora. Don't go away. Licks and Lyrics is up next with the awesome, I'm so excited, Kamara Thomas is here live in studio. And you'll be hearing the lovely voice of your host du jour, Louise Bendall. Ow, ow.
That was Walls by the Charming Youngsters, and you are listening to WCOM LP Chapel Hill and Carborough. This is the Licks and Lyrics Show.
Oh.
Thank you, angels.
Oh.
Ah, Kamara, it's so good to have you.
That's my high voice. That's the angel voice.
Those were the angels. All right. All right. We have Kamara Thomas live in the studio, and she's tuning up, and so she'll be coming on live. But we've got some more CDs to play in the meantime, and I will tell you that Licks and Lyrics is underwritten by RM Source. For over 15 years, RM Source has been providing on-site IT support, software development, and data center hosting services to small businesses and multinational corporations for all your IT needs. RMSource can be contacted at rmsource.com. And you can also support your community radio station, your commercial-free radio station, by going to WCOMFM.org and clicking on the Donate Now button. All right, so let's have some more music. This is Matt Phillips and Try Out My Love.
Was it something I said? Was it something I did? Did I draw my own curtain? I pay no attention to the man behind. Am I treating you wrong? Am I in my own way? Do I lack motivation? Is there something wrong with me? I know there's gotta be by now. Cause I can't offer you roses, cause flowers are never enough. Somebody come on and try out my love. Is it my turn of phrase? Do I tell it too easy when I just blurt it out? Am I not a man? Cause I'm not running. Can you read the signs? There's room in the air. I'm open for business. Well, if you need somebody, let it be me. Cause I can't offer you diamonds, cause gemstones are never enough. But somebody come on and try out my love. And I guess I'm alright with being alone, but self-reliant means that nobody's winning at home. Go. I can't offer you a million, cause money is never enough. Somebody come on and try out my love. But I will offer you a romance, cause my body is a never. try out my love.
Matt Phillips, Try Out My Love. You are listening to WCOMLP Chapel Hill in Carrboro. And I've got Kamara Thomas right here, live in the studio. It's awesome. And you get to hear it today. But then also, Kamara is going to be playing, what, next week?
Next
is that right?
Saturday.
Closer to the mic when you are talking.
Next Saturday at Cat's Cradle for the Music for Fences benefit. I'm very excited to get to support those guys.
That's a great cause. That's a great cause. Yep. Let's keep the, like, get a yard for
get
the dog
a
instead of
dog.
A chain.
Yeah.
Don't so much happier. Dogs don't really like
they're
being
creatures.
Chained. No,
they like to run around.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Build them a fence.
That's
come
right.
to my show.
and it's going to be you. And today it's just you, but it's going to be you and some friends. Are you going to?
It will be me and my band. Yes,
and the band,
the band,
the
including
band,
including my husband on pedal steel. He hasn't
Excellent.
Been able to play with us for the past year because of the our new baby, who's now one.
Babies.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's his first time, not his first time back, but, you know, his second show back after kind of
so
being the babysitter
fun.
For a year.
Well, you know what? You guys know how to do date night.
Yeah.
Right? I got an idea. Let's go rock out. I'll be the lead singer. You play pedal. You play pedal's deal. It'll be awesome.
Yeah, it'll be awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty much why you marry a pedal steel player, because it makes everything sound good.
Right. Absolutely.
Everything will sound good.
That's right.
Even
Absolutely.
If it's just the two of you.
That's right. That's yeah. right. That's right. And
as everyone knows.
Yes. Well, yes, yes, yes. That's obvious. That's obvious. Now everyone's like, okay, I'm going to pump
me
the
a
drummer.
Pedal steel player. The problem, ladies, is that most pedal steel players in the world now are 60 and above. So... If you
if
don't
that's
mind
not
that,
a problem,
if like
that's not a problem,
your jam, then
you know what? I think I've for
I
some people that
some
is
you.
Their jam. That's
yeah. right. Well, call my husband. I'll give you his number. It's because he knows all the pedal steel players in the world. You know,
they're such a small group. Yeah. They got like
they
a what's up chat room that they all go to. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. All right. So how about some music without the pedal steel,
okay,
though?
Okay. This time I'll play without him.
Okay.
I'll see if,
all right.
I'll
but see Saturday
how my
at Cat's Cradle.
Without,
okay.
Without
all right. Wait, so what you going to play?
This is called You Wreck Me. It's from my
so
debut
nice.
EP.
You Wreck Me.
So here it goes. Silver and shiny. Speaking of silver, I was looking at mine, trying to remember who I'd saved it to show, wondering when I'd let it dull to a stone. Of course, wondering when you'd be coming home. So I'm a Hellcat, you're a hellbender, Lord, between your Roman and my
toxic tongue, but I could plunder the lark and her bevy for feathers of secondhand sincerity. So with the shiny shoes and wash off your feet, can we ignore the shards in the sheets until we're lying down on the same opinion, until we're crying again when somebody bleeds? You wreck me. You wreck me. Has what you need, or learn not to need anything from me. So said the body on the slave ship. Desire, we're made of mistakes, and they've made us liars, liars, liars. You wreck me. You wreck me. You wreck me. You wreck me.
Thomas, that was beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. At one time I was like, I have chills. Ooh, and what about if there was a steel string guitar now? Could that make it better? Because that was perfect.
Thank you.
That felt good on my ears. That was great, 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 great. Yeah. And so that was, a lot of it seems like really poetic stuff. Are you, writing poetry when you were like a teenager? Surely you have this writing background, because you're not rhyming heart and apart.
I'm not what?
You're not just going for like the usual words and the usual. Closer to the mic, please.
I was writing poetry. I wouldn't say I was writing poetry as a teenager, but I always was a writer. So I had dreams of being a novelist when I was a teenager.
Okay. Okay. All right.
But then when I decided to write songs, what I first did was just listen. I listened to a lot of songs. I just listened and listened and listened.
And who were you listening to?
I was listening to a lot of Bob Dylan. I just kind of went back to basics. Bob Dylan, Tom Petty, Joni Mitchell.
Okay.
I just kind of
learned
deconstructed
their stuff. Okay.
And then I think one day I was listening. One of my favorite albums of all time is the Beck Mutations album,
mm-hmm.
because I looked at the lyrics at one point and I something clicked where I was like, I understood that you had to really build an image that someone could feel, that it wasn't just about saying like what's on your mind and what's going on in your life, you know, like the way you could make your personal experience universal was to build an image that someone else could dive into. And so from there, I just started to develop what I call my poetic sensibility, right?
Okay.
So just
okay.
the things that I find beautiful, like really trying to pay attention to what those are. And then, you know, and I've always been
in love with words, and so it's
good
really just about coming up with words that build an image that really kind of affect me emotionally.
Okay. Okay.
But trying to use it to describe, you know, whatever my experience is at the time.
And so the writing part of you is now put into songwriting, or are you still also writing? I mean, are you doing like NaNoWriMo where you're writing a novel in the month of November and husband has a mustache, I got a novel.
I love you. I mean, I tend to just think now in song, or an image, you know.
So it has really evolved, and your writing really has evolved in a new way where you are now a songwriter in that regard.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm always, you know, I'm always on the lookout for a good image. So, you know, strange little word combinations will occur to me.
Uh-huh. And you're just like,
and
dumb,
I just
dumb
will
and
like, I have just like books of
notebooks
of running, you know,
things
that, when it's time to sit down and write a song that I have an idea for, I can kind of cull. It's really easy to kind of look through those images and see which ones kind of can apply to what the song's about.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a kind of a collage almost sometimes.
Yeah.
And I do that. I collage, and I've been drawing and trying to paint lately. So, you know, it's, I don't know. It's all about...
Okay. And so, you know, does that mean you'll be doing the artwork for your albums then? Are you going to do something like that?
I mean, we'll see how far I can get with, you know.
The art is new.
The art is new.
Okay.
I mean, I've got some good drawings that I'm into, but
right. But I'm wondering, you know, with the collage and the
Yeah, I mean, hopefully it's the creative part that of my leanings that I have to still invest more time in.
Yeah.
But well, you know, I haven't had much time to invest in songwriting either, so
right. No. But you know,
we'll see what the next year brings.
It's time for arts and crafts, right? A little time for arts and crafts. You're on it now. Yeah.
We're on it. Four-year-olds.
That's
four
right.
Year-olds,
break out the glue sticks.
Yeah. They need glue sticks.
That's
they need
right.
glue guns.
Scissors.
They need
that's
construction
right.
paper.
Crayons.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's time to make turkeys.
Out of handprints. And reindeer out of footprints.
Reindeer out of footprints, and just go collect things from nature.
That's right.
See what we can glue
that's
on
right.
this piece of paper.
That's right. It's
that's
called
what
art.
We do now.
That's right. That's going to be fun. Do it.
And go.
And album cover.
My daughter, what did she ask me? We got a pumpkin to paint today at the farmer's market. She's always asking for sequins and pom-poms. There's always something. I think we picked up yarn today.
Oh, man. If you just enter into the world of glitter, you will be eating it for the rest of your life. Just be like, and now there's glitter everywhere. And I still...
I'm kind of chintzy with the glitter now.
You should be. You should be. Because they just are like...
Yeah.
That's right.
Like,
I want it all.
Dumping. Yeah, exactly. I want it all.
That's right. That's right, honey. We always do. This is the lesson. Let's learn it with the glitter first. Yeah. All right. Well, how about some more music then?
All right.
Some more images. What else? What else are you
going
to play?
This is. I'm working. I will be going into the studio early next year.
And this makes me very glad. yes. And you know where you're going? You've got the studio picked out.
I have no idea.
Do you have the songs picked out?
Songs picked out.
You
the
do?
Project is picked out.
Oh, really?
So
you've got the husband lined up. He's
my
ready to go.
Lined up. He's ready to go. If you're listening, honey, if you're not ready to go, we can talk about it right now.
I am sure he is a wise man and he would say, yeah, I'm ready. Sure. Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right. So this is a new one.
This is it's an old one, but it's going on the new album. Yes.
Okay. And it's called what?
Don't Fall in Love with Texas.
Done.
My husband's from Texas.
Oh, okay. My ex is from Texas.
All my exes live in Texas.
That's right.
All right. Here it goes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Don't you listen to its nonsense about the smell of sweet hibiscus? It'll spell your isolation and roast you till you're listless. Don't fall in, don't fall in, don't fall in love with Texas. Oh, I once had a lover who went to seek his fortune. He was gone within the hour he stepped inside his border. Oh, that great big sky Apache, too old for carbon dating, transported him by the fistful and swept me from his memory. Don't fall in, don't fall in, don't fall in love with Texas. Texas border, who should meet me but Amelia, his faithful Appaloosa. So I rode her bare from sunrise and on through dusk and night skies. Didn't need to find a skull bone to know that I had found my home. No, oh, then don't.
Very nice,
don't
very
do it,
nice.
Folks.
I won't. So was this like someone gave you this advice, or you were like there falling in love and told yourself not to, or you were like
that
there's
was,
no
that was
a, way I
yeah,
can
I wrote
stay
it after
closer
I had
to the
my,
closer to the
I had I wrote it after I had to leave my now husband in LA after
was it to him or to you.
I mean, I guess I was telling myself not to fall in love with Texas.
Okay.
It was inspired by being with him, but...
Okay, so like kind of keep this guy on your mind.
Yeah,
type of thing.
I had the guy on my mind and then decided to write, you know...
Yeah.
A lonesome Western song.
Yeah. A lonesome lullaby. A lonesome Western song. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah, and you've got some great images in there for sure. You said something about finding the skull and soon. Yeah, so now I'm like, ah, yeah. Sorry. All right. So now, who are your favorite authors then? Do you have
My favorite authors.
Which I know is a hard, hard question.
You know,
as a librarian, I hate that question.
Are you a librarian?
I am. Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. So, but I hate that question. So, because I'm always like,
authors?
How can I choose?
I really like Milan Kundera a lot.
Okay.
Like when people ask, who are your favorites? I always just say Milan Kundera.
Okay. All right. That's fine. You got to go to.
I'm also a big Dune fanatic.
Okay. All right. So,
I love Frank Herbert.
Okay.
You know, I love big, spacious, epic storyteller stuff.
With descriptions
which is,
and yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
okay.
I love Dune because it's so...
It is epic.
I mean,
and
it's
long.
Epic and
yeah.
long and yeah. descriptive.
Yeah.
And
very descriptive. All right. So you like descriptive.
Yes.
Okay.
I like descriptive.
I like descriptive stuff. All right. All right. That's good. Yeah. All right, that's good, that's good. Yeah, just wondering, because I'm sitting here listening. Yeah, she does have a lot of good imagery. I wonder who she reads.
What's the latest?
You're reading all parenting stuff.
I haven't read anything. And
no.
That's not true, but
no.
I mean.
Look, I'm going to tell you right now, some of the best stuff is for kids. Totally, absolutely, bar none.
I am a bunny. My name is Nicholas. I live in a hollow tree. In the spring, I like to pick flowers, and I watch the birds.
Keep going. You can do it. You can do it. I know you got it all.
In the summer, I like to pick flowers. No, in the spring, I like to pick flowers.
Yeah, summer.
In the summer, I watch the birds.
Okay.
And I chase the butterflies, and the butterflies chase me.
Mm.
And I like to watch the frogs in the pond. In the fall... Should I continue?
You're halfway through the seasons. Why don't we just go?
In the fall, I watch the leaves falling from the trees, and I watch the animals getting ready for the winter.
Right.
When winter comes, I watch the snow falling from the sky. Then I curl up in my hollow tree and dream about spring. That's for you, Cherokee.
That's
and
right.
Isis.
Again and again and again.
And again and again.
That's right. That's right.
It is one of my favorites, though. The pictures are really beautiful.
Uh-huh.
In that one.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Richard's scary stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff. Well done. Well done. Look at that mommy brain working.
Yeah.
Working all the time.
The
you know what? You in like 20 years will still be able to recite that.
Yeah. I believe it.
Yeah. I used to always say the Jabberwocky to my kids.
I don't know that one.
Lewis Carroll poem. Oh. 'Twas brillig, and the slivy toves did dire and gimble in the wabe. It's nonsense. It's a complete nonsense poem.
It's like, whoa.
Yeah, and like so
far out.
Yeah. So, but there's like this part where it's like, beware the Jabberwock. And the frog's like, oh my God. Beware the Jabberwock, my son.
And then we just laugh and laugh and laugh.
That's right. What fun it is to parent. Yeah, but the thing is, I always thought like they liked it. Now they're like, oh no, we were terrified. Because I was like, isn't that fun? It's complete nonsense. And they were like, yes, it was it's hilarious, Mom.
Can you leave the light on, please? Can you sleep with me in the night? Those were the days. Scaring the patooties off little children.
With Lewis Carroll poetry. I'm like, it's nonsense, Palmer. Isn't that fun? It's mommy, please. Can we now read about the bunny? Okay. Good times. Yep. All right, what else you you know what, we should tell people where they can find out more about you, like they want to go see you at the Cave on Thursday, and then they're like, oh my,
Cat's
oh my.
Cradle mm-hmm. on Saturday
on Thursday I mean Saturday
on Saturday. So to be absolutely clear,
a week from today
Saturday, Cat's Cradle
benefit,
a benefit for
Fences.
Music for Fences.
Mm-hmm. And other bands, too.
And other bands. I can't remember them right now. I'm sorry.
I can't either, but it was awesome.
Page.
I remember being like, oh, that's going to be a good
it's
show.
Really fun,
yeah.
Bill.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you go to Kamara Thomas Music Facebook page, they're all on there. And you can go to KamaraThomas.com for other stuff like music and information.
And is your show on KamaraThomas.com?
Yes.
Oh, I see shows. I'm looking.
Yes, it is.
I'm using the internet right now to try to, because I do remember thinking, what a good bill that's going to be. Music for Fences at Cat's Cradle. Here we go. I was totally destroying it as well. My gosh, that's going to be good. I'm all says, okay, here we go. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Yep. It looks like I was totally destroying it. See more. And what else? Anyway, it's going on and on. The backsliders. It's a bunch. It's a bunch.
It's a bunch of fun.
It's tons of music, and it's all going to be good. And yep. for a good cause.
And for a good cause.
So, well
Come
worth it.
Come on out, please.
All right. And then Kamara Thomas with a K.
With a K.
And then really, it's kind of just, you spell it like you think so.
Kamara.
Yeah. And then Thomas with a F.
And then Thomas with a Thomas.
With Thomas. That's right. Then maybe we should do some more music.
Yes. Well, the new album I'm working on.
Do you have a name for the album?
Yeah, it's called Tularosa. It's all about this. I've been working on this. It's a theater project down the line somewhere, too. But
oh,
right now,
my.
It's just, I've got a lot of songs for this project, but it's all about the Tularosa region of New Mexico. These kind of interweaving stories that all come through this region, which.
Is it a thematic album then?
It is thematic.
Oh, I'm so impressed.
It's a concept album.
Yeah.
The Tularosa region of New Mexico is, well, maybe I'll sing the song and then we can talk about that.
Okay, let's do that. What is this? Is this
one's called Tularosa.
This is the title song.
It's an epic. On the banks of a leper-white desert, the cattlemen claimed Tularosa. The farmer then fought with the herder. In the distance I stood with my father. He said, "Son, I must bid you go hither, for we've been betrayed by our brothers. They have placed us between Tularosa and a band of the dreaded Comanches. No, father, I will not be parted. Like you, I would walk as a warrior. I will take up the bow and the arrow. Side by side, we will fight the Comanches. No, son, you must lay down your weapons and walk down this pass with heart open. For there in the town Tularosa, we are known as the dreaded Apache. When you come to the gates of Tularosa, you must pray to the sky, desert eagle. Then look into each eye with your kindness and walk straight to the eyes that reflect you. I will stay and watch on from this distance till I see you have reached Tularosa. Then I will turn my face to the Comanches, and I know they will not show me mercy. So I walk down the hill and farewell, save my tears till I face Tularosa. And I held my head high like my father. A hard wind dried my face at the outskirts. As I walked down the road to Tularosa, the eagle I felt on my shoulder. I offered my prayer to the desert as I stared through the fog of their hatred. There they stood in the sunset's warm halo, a woman holding hands with her daughter. And they called me with something inside them, so I answered and walked to their side. And I made my home there with this family, and I worked with glad heart to repay them. For to walk alone never would they let me,
to the angry crowds never betrayed me. And I came to be ready for marriage. With joy took the hand of the daughter, and we made our home there in Tulsa. And the sky blessed our house and our children. But I knew all but one had forgotten the first day that I walked into Tulsa. For whenever the time that he passed me, he would still call out wicked Apache. The day I was killed in the desert, I was gathering the fruit of the yucca. As they faced me, they saw a man smiling, left my body in white sands of gypsum. As my breath floated over the canyons and o'er the mountains of Sierra Blanca, I remembered the pink desert flower. I remembered the cheeks of my sweetheart. I have seen a man shed blood for water, offer gold to the sky for the rain. My people too prayed for three rivers to visit our desert again. To my people they call the Apache. The desert is old holy dust. To the cattlemen, Mexican Yankee, the desert will do what it must. To my son I will not leave a rifle, nor my daughter the dry Tularosa. To my killers I leave only wisdom. To the desert my blood and my bones. My blood and my bones. To the desert my blood and my bones. To the desert my blood and my bones. To the desert my blood and my bones.
Woo! That was a story. That was a story. Yeah, that was definitely a story.
That was a full-blown story.
Yeah. So, did you actually go to this region and what?
You know, it's interesting.
There's got to be some research.
I have yet to go to this region.
You read something. Come on.
Yes, I read something.
Okay. Because there's some research here that's been done.
There's this Tularosa kind of travel book that a friend had brought back from you know, she was, her family's from that region, and so they'd gone, you know, back to visit folks and got this travel, you know, like one of those books that are just
in the town welcome center
or whatever.
Right. Encouraging tourism in the region.
But this book totally caught my imagination because there are all of these, it kind of spoke to this idea that the land is holding all of these stories, and there are all these, what kind of caught my attention at first was that there is this feud that's been going on in this region for a long time based on between these two families. I mean, now the feud has just degenerated into like
a brochure.
Yeah. A brochure.
Come see our freaky feud.
Yeah. Right. It's more like, you know, well, we say this is what happened, and, you know, and we say this is what happened.
Right. And guess what? We're both wrong. But we, who wants ice cream?
But really, nobody knows. Yeah.
Sandia.
Anyway, so the land has all these stories, and what I was really struck by was this idea that it's this strip of land that's been really kind of raised over the years by the people who have migrated to it, And it's just been fought over for centuries, but it's seemingly, it's very inhospitable. It
right,
is very uninhabitable.
Right, we were talking about desert and
it's,
white sand.
On the edge of the White Sands Desert. And first the Apaches and Comanches fought over the land, and then the Mexican farmers came up from Mexico and tried to farm it and fought with the Apaches and Comanches, and then the ranchers from Texas moved in and just, like, you know, grazed the heck out of it to the point where it, like, made it desertified it even more. And then the Eastern kind of capitalists came through with the railroads, and now it's a government, you know, missile range.
Oh yeah, okay.
So it's this. So
now
for
it's a
me,
bunker.
It's just this
interesting
image
of the history of
the of a certain violence on the land, on
right,
the American land
that is
land.
Seemingly barren.
Yeah, that's seemingly barren. So I'm just exploring some of those themes.
I'm thinking you got to go here.
I've got to go.
It's now on your bucket list.
Yeah,
yes.
It's been on my bucket list. But
yeah, but once you write a song about a place,
yeah, you got to go.
You're in. You got to go.
So hopefully in the next year or two, who knows? Maybe even before.
Right. But also maybe find a cool place to go if that's like a military zone. There is still family in the area.
It's kind of on the Santa Fe to Albuquerque route, you know.
Okay.
So there's a fun trip in there somewhere. It's an interesting little Mexico in general is a very interesting place.
Mm-hmm. Go see some aliens.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's very near Roswell. It's
okay.
Very near there.
Well, there you
go. So, you know, there's just this idea that
something's going on on this land
that's calling this spirit out of people that they're like, I must have it.
Right, right.
But they don't
like,
know why.
Like Aries is like buried there.
Yeah. Yes. Did you say Aries?
Yeah.
The God of War is buried there.
Yeah.
I love that image. That's a really good image.
You're welcome.
Do you mind if I steal that?
You may.
I will.
Go right ahead.
I'll credit you.
Yes, go for it. Enjoy.
And thanks to Louise Bender for the Aries underground image.
Right, he's there in chains. Some spell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love it. Love it. Mm-hmm.
Explains a lot. Yeah, good stuff. All right. Well, I'm liking this idea of this.
Thank you.
Of this. So you've got this sort of desert and Texas, and so this is all on this new album.
Yeah, there will be a lot of story songs, a lot of first person narratives.
Mm-hmm.
That you know, the idea in the theater piece that I'm working on is mm-hmm. that there are all of these kind of different characters, these different American, I call them American archetypes, you
Ooh.
Know, that are kind of playing. They're all finding their way through Tularosa somehow.
Ooh, okay.
Chasing, you know, whatever they think is their American dream and trying
right,
to...
Right, right. And then getting there and getting really angry.
And getting there and getting really messed up.
That's right. Who doesn't want to see that?
Sounds very dramatic.
That's right. Sell tickets to that. So is the screenplay thing, is that something you're going to do? Are you actually going to try to write a screenplay?
You know, I went to school.
Ah.
So I was a theater major in school and a playwright. Yeah.
Okay.
So
right.
I'm thinking more in terms of...
I wish
of,
my daughter was here because she would probably want to be you.
I guess that when you asked me my history in writing, I totally forgot that... that I actually went to school for theater and did a lot of playwriting.
That was a whole different person than the person that sits before me now.
Just,
I know.
You forget.
Yeah, that brain was different.
Yeah, it was a different brain. And I really can't remember much right now. Talk to me in like 2 years. I'll
right.
be like, oh, yes, the history of myself as a writer.
Right. Right now you're like, glue sticks.
Yeah. Right now I'm like, glue sticks. Keep children alive.
Oh. Right, the feathers. Yeah. Feathers are nice.
Yeah. Feathers. Yeah. Let me putter over here right now.
Yay, who wants to make cookies?
And it's all fun. It's just not conducive to your history as a writer.
No, it's learning. You're making new memories now. You're making new memories now.
That I can forget.
That you can
in my
forget.
Next phase of
That's
life.
That's right. You're like, I don't remember what that recipe was, but I put the spinach in the cookie and she never knew. Have you discovered any of that yet, or is she a good eater?
No, I just make her eat her spinach every night.
Yeah, same.
But squeeze some lemon on it and get used to it.
You can just hide things.
You can.
Yeah, you can. You can just be like, that's right, these are pancakes. Oh, did I mention they're zucchini?
I haven't tried any of that, but it's more because of my own habits.
Right.
I'm like, I want buttermilk pancakes with white bleached flour with Bisquick.
Right. Also eat your spinach.
But I do eat my spinach.
That's right. That's right.
I try.
That's right.
I figure one green thing on the plate a day and we're good.
That's right. One green thing.
Right.
But then you need like an orange thing too.
Oh, I'll take that. I'll take
or
that.
Or a red thing.
Me.
Just, you know what?
No.
Spinach, salsa, done.
I also have the idea that kids, they pull energy from the ether. Like,
that's right. Well, I read one time
I know they need to eat. I will feed them.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I should.
Oh, no. They will suck the life out of you.
Yeah. Yeah. If you don't feed them, they will take your energy.
That's right. That's right. Don't worry. They will be okay. You will be a mess. I love my children.
I do. I love my children,
too. They're so much fun. So entertaining. Gosh, we're almost out of time. How about, do you have time for one more?
I do.
Because we got a couple of minutes.
How, let's see. I'll do one of my shorties.
All right. A shorty. Miss Kamara Thomas on WCOM. Miss Kamara Thomas will be playing a week from now at the Cat's Cradle at the benefit Music for Fences with a bunch of other bands. It's going to be awesome. And check out Kamara Thomas at KamaraThomas.com.
Yeah, do it.
Do it.
This one's called Living from the Heart. It's the song I wrote when I first moved to North Carolina. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so happy you're here.
Thanks for having me, Louise.
Oh, thank you for coming. Anytime.
From the top of the weeping wall, I saw the fall, and I got this sinking feeling that I've been living in my lies. Can I finally realize it's not what I want? Letting the troubles of the world lead me into folly, it's bringing me down. I should be living from the heart, living from the heart, living from the heart, living from the heart. Well, that willow emotion got me reeling, sinking in the stormy ocean feeling. I wanna push it down, bury it underground, and walk away. The old troubles to mine got me buried in a quandary. I gotta think it's time. I should be living from the heart, living from the heart, living from the heart, living from the heart. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Why can't I want to. Why don't you think it's
Kumar Thomas. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for
so
coming on and sharing your music with us today. I always love, love, love.
Did you say 15 or 50?
15.
1-5. Okay. I'm sorry, John T was giving me a number and I could not. I was like that. Right, right, right. When I'm lip reading, 50, 15, they look the same. So, yes, you are anytime. You want to come on. You, in fact, I will hunt you down to get you on my show.
I was like,
oh,
look,
she's playing. Yes, so yes, yes. You are fabulous.
I would love to come back.
Yes, 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 you must. You must, you must, you must. And so once more time, KumarThomas.com, Kumar with a K.
Kumar with a K.
And a Thomas with a Th.
With a Th.
And then also playing 1 week from today.
Playing 1 week from today. Just, and it's my last show of the year, so you really should
ooh,
come.
And it's for a good cause.
It's for a good cause.
It's who doesn't want to help puppies?
Exactly.
Right?
It's for baby puppies.
It's for baby puppies. They just want to run around.
They just want to run around.
Right? A little freedom.
I do believe it's a family-friendly show as well.
Oh.
I think it starts on the earlier side.
You know, sometimes they've got, you can take your kids to mm-hmm. Cat's Cradle shows because if they can't drink, they just can't drink. Their bar's not going to serve them.
And if it's early enough, then crazy drunk people won't fall on them either.
That's right. That's right. That's right. But at a benefit for puppies, I'm sure crazy drunk people are not going to come until the very end.
Until the very, very end.
And then they're going to donate all their money.
All over the place.
No, I'm sure it's going to be a good, good time. A good, good time. A good, good time. And so that is at Cat's Cradle 1 week from today.
Yep.
And last show of the year. But then you're also going to be starting on a new CD.
New recording next year. And trying to play. I'll try to play.
You're going to try
soon-ish.
To keep going. Trying to keep going with the with the musical adventures.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Well, I look forward to hearing many more good things.
Good.
Yes. 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 All right. Well, thank you again, Kumar Thomas. You are listening to WCOM LP Chapel Hill and Carborough, and the Heroes of Hokum is coming on right about now.
Did you ever feel as though you were friendless? Then look back to joys that you left behind. Did those hours when you sat alone seem endless? Well, I know just what ails you, weary mind. When just a field of grain, shady lane, make you long for home once again. You've got those wanna-go-back-again blues. When swallows in the sky, flying by, make you brush a tear from your eye. You've got those wanna go back again blues. Although the sun shines bright, it don't seem to shine for you. Till that homesick feeling you can't lose. When someone old and gray, far away, haunts your memory day after day. Got those